Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Thanks to those of you that sent in jokes over the weekend, including Martha Washington. How about that? Rob in Burbank, Barb in Naperville, Roy, Steve, and Gary. Probably not that Steve and Gary, although who knows? Jim in Niles, Michigan, Joe from Wisconsin, Brian, Mary Kent, and Allison Larson from Crystal Lake, who wrote Go Grace Kinsler. We interviewed her from American Idol. She wrote, my daughter went to high school with her at Crystal Lake Central High School, and we watched her grow up on stage in High School Musicals. She has such talent, no kidding. Oh, and this note, hi John, my name is Angelina, I'm 17, I'm from Wheeling, Illinois. My dad listens to you on the radio during work, and then as soon as he gets home, he forces me to listen to the speed joke section with him. Me and my family love listening to the jokes, and we have our own submission. Sorry in advance if it's a tad inappropriate. And then she gave me the joke. And Angelina, it is inappropriate, and we are not going to tell it on the radio.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Does every sentence need to contain a vegetable?
No, Dave. They often take up too much room.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to contain a vegetable?
No, Dave, but they do turn up a lot. By the way, Steve Alexander listening to this radio show right now. I'm not sure if we have Steve available. Are you there, Steve?
Channel 2 on the right, and in the middle.
No, that's not Steve. He's busy doing something else. The vegetable jokes are Steve Alexander's fault. Carnival is offering a new voyage where you set sail and leave a bunch of senior citizens behind in the snow. It's called the Ted Cruise. The three words that best describe me are lazy. What do you get from sitting on the snow too long? Polaroids. What did the lettuce say to the other vegetables when there was a fire? Okay, everyone, romaine calm. Somebody sent us a bunch of blonde jokes. These are blonde men jokes. A blonde guy spies a letter lying on his doormat. It says on the envelope, do not bend. He spends the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up. My cousin is reading a new book, How to Train Wild Tigers by Claude Balls. And I'm reading the new book, Downpour by Wayne Dwaps. You're going to get in trouble for laughing.
What? Wayne Dwaps?
Which vegetable did Noah leave off the ark? That would be the leek. And three old men were walking down the street. The first old man says, it's windy. The second old man says, no, it's Thursday. Third old guy says, me too. Let's get a beer. We have one final joke for you today. I went to a record shop and asked, have you got anything by the Doors? Think about that. I went to a record shop and asked, have you got anything by the Doors? He said, yep, a bucket of water, a mop, and a brush. Get to work, fella. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Exercise now.
If I was to say it to you.
Or dance.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher.
And share the jokes with your friends. Go to WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.
Try to set the night on fire.